You are listening to The Standard's Desk of News from The Standard Show, the podcast that brings you the stories behind the standards.
Hey, Sydney Parico.
Hey, Matthew Childs.
Well, shall we have The Standard's Desk of News?
Yep, let's do it.
Yes, this is The Standard's Desk of News, news about standards and standards in the news. And this time we are covering stories from October 2025.
And we start with ISO and ARSO sign Kigali Agreement to boost standards use across Africa.
ISO and the African Organization for Standardization have signed the historic Kigali Agreement, creating a framework to strengthen technical cooperation and accelerate the adoption of international standards across Africa. The agreement supports the goals of the African Continental Free Trade Area by promoting regulatory harmonization, improving product quality, and facilitating cross-border trade. Inspired by the Vienna Agreement between ISO and CEN, the Kigali Agreement reflects Africa's diverse regulatory landscape while aligning with the African Union's Agenda 2063. Over 5 years, ISO and ARSO will coordinate standards development, align work programmes, and advance harmonisation to reduce technical barriers to trade. The announcement was made during ISO's 2025 annual meeting in Kigali, hosted by the Rwanda Standards Board. Sticking with ISO, circular economy experts win top ISO award.
A global team of experts from ISO Technical Committee 323 for the circular economy has received ISO's highest honor, the Lawrence D. Eichert Leadership Award for outstanding technical excellence and leadership. Chaired by Catherine Chevauchet, the committee is translating circular economy principles into practical action, turning waste into resources, making circularity measurable, and scaling sustainable solutions across industries and borders. Their work is helping organizations innovate, guiding policymakers, and empowering communities to adopt more sustainable practices. With international standards driving measurable progress, the circular economy is rapidly moving from concept to reality, shaping business, policy, and everyday life around the world. Congratulations to the committee members. Etsy launches technical committee on quantum technologies.
The European Telecommunications Standards Institute, ETSI, has announced the creation of a new technical committee on quantum technologies. The committee's work will cover key areas including quantum communications and networking, quantum sensing and satellite-based quantum links, quantum random number generators, and quantum security frameworks. Building on ETSI's pioneering efforts in quantum standardization, which began with the launch of its first group on quantum key distribution in 2008, the new committee will advance global collaboration and technical alignment to support secure communications and Europe's broader quantum strategy. And if you missed it, check out the recent episode of The Standard Show on quantum technology. Details are in the show notes. Pacific Islands Standards Committee endorsed as regional standards body.
The Pacific Islands Standards Committee, PISC, has been formally endorsed as the regional standards body for the Pacific, representing a major milestone for the Pacific Quality Infrastructure Initiative and a stronger Pacific voice in global standardization. PISC's first areas of work are already underway, focusing on construction and food. These initiatives aim to deliver Pacific-relevant, voluntary standards that support regional priorities and can be adopted nationally to boost trade, safety, and quality. The endorsement marks a significant step towards a coordinated and sustainable regional standard system, helping Pacific nations shape the rules that support their economies and communities. ISO 22002 series updated to strengthen global food safety.
As global food safety challenges grow, the ISO 22002 series has been revised and expanded for 2025, strengthening the prerequisite programs, or PRPs, that underpin safe food practices across the supply chain. As well as revision to five existing standards, the update introduces ISO 22002-100, a new cross-sector foundation standard covering food, feed and packaging, alongside five revised standards for food manufacturing, catering, packaging, transport and storage and feed production. Another new addition, ISO 22002-7, addresses retail and wholesale operations. Together, these updated and new standards provide consistent guidance across sectors and align with ISO 22000, the Food Safety Management System standard. Look out for a future episode of The Standard Show on the ISO 22002 series. And finally, have your say on EU Standardisation Regulation 1025.
The European Commission has launched a public consultation on the revision of the EU Standardisation Regulation 1025, open until 17 December 2025. This is a timely opportunity for organisations, industry associations, policymakers and civil society to contribute to the development of standards that support innovation, competitiveness and harmonisation across the EU. Get involved and have your say now. Details of how to do so are in the show notes.
Yes, and a reminder that the show notes are also where you can find details of some of the other stories we have featured today. And that's where you can also find details of our socials and all the other ways to get in touch with us here on The Standard Show. Well, thank you, Cindy Parracle.
Thank you, Matthew Childs.
For October 2025, that's The Standards Desk of News.
You have been listening to The Standards Desk of News from The Standard Show, the podcast that brings you the stories behind the standards.
You just heard a Stripped Media production.